This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The head of the EU Commission says all of Europe needs to share responsibility for the hundreds of thousands of refugees who've arrived on the continent. More than 160,000 migrants have crossed into Hungary alone this year. An additional 40,000 migrants are expected by the end of the week. The BBC's Nick Thorpe spent the day at a holding camp in Ruska, Hungary.
It's 7 in the morning. The sun has been up for nearly an hour. I'm standing in a big field of small tents where about 1,000 refugees slept last night. Some are still sleeping on cardboard or mats. Others are crouched around small fires, burning rubbish to keep warm. In a larger tent, Jakob and his friends, volunteers from Germany, are serving breakfast.
We came here as volunteers to help or support the refugees at the situation at the border. And now we're at the food stand here, and we're giving out food.
A man's just taken a whole loaf of bread. The children are interested in the chocolates especially, and there's also grapes.
There was a lot more food yesterday night when we arrived, but now overnight I think there were even more refugees this night than before, so it's all gone. We're running pretty low on everything.
As the morning wore on and more people arrived, walking down the railway line from Serbia, the field got increasingly crowded and tense. When a bus did arrive to take migrants to a nearby pre-registration centre, all hell broke loose.
My daughter is here! She's 5 years!
Hundreds of people tried to get aboard. Family members were separated. Ahmed from Syria blamed his own people, not the police.
They don't know anything called a queue, you know. Everybody wants to be first. Everybody is making troubles. So police are really getting angry because of this. They cannot even get in one queue.
But for many in the field, where some had been waiting for days, the chaos around the bus was the last straw. Around 300 broke through a thin line of police and began running away through the cornfields. It was mayhem. Most escaped. Police knocked stragglers to the ground. We're like rabbits escaping hunters, one man told me.
It's really difficult, you know. It's 19 days on the bad weather, on the route, on the floor, sleeping. Some of them sick.
Jalal is from Iraq and is traveling with his wife and four children.
Some of them, they cannot find good food. Some of them, they cannot find good medicine. Nobody care about them. The government of Hungary, they don't have children. They don't care. I don't know why. I don't know what's the reason.
As dusk fell, the field returned to something like normal, a sea of litter. More buses came at last. Tents were abandoned to new occupants. A calm spell fell on the field. The Hungarian government continues to portray this as a law and order problem with a police and army solution. Aid workers say it's a humanitarian crisis and that the people need information and protection.
That was the BBC's Nick Thorpe reporting from Hungary.